Blog Talk Radio.
Amongst friends, conversations for the grown and sexy, where we discuss everything concerning life, love, sex, and relationships.
Hello, 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 hello. Thank you again for calling or listening in to Amongst Friends, where we talk about love, life, and relationships and everything underneath the sun. So, before we jump in and start talking about the topic at hand, let me give you the basic rundown so you know what to do, how to do, who to do, and all of that good stuff. So, you can call in and be a part of the show by calling 760-683-2662. Now, you are more than welcome to get in on the conversation online by joining our Facebook group. That Facebook group is Amongst Friends Radio Talk Show. All you got to do is plug it in the search engine and ask to join. Then you can get in on the conversation and we can go from there. Now we have our hosts. We have Joey, Quentin, Brittany, Jeff, Heather, and myself, Deidre Robertson. I will be hosting tonight's show. So, tonight we're going to be discussing, well, it's going to be a battle of the sexes. And we're kind of going along the lines, we were talking about the double standards last week about champion and hoes. But this week, we're going to talk about all of the double standards that exist between men and women. So, again, you need to call in tonight, or also, you can also listen in to this conversation by going to www.blogtalkradio.com/amongstfriends. And you can just go there and listen. You don't have to hold your phone and all of that kind of stuff. So anyway, we're going to jump right on into the discussion tonight. Again, we're talking about the dealing with double standards. And Quentin is already going to get on my nerves. So just know that we've already put the chair in the corner because he's probably going to reside there tonight. All right. So, we're going to talk about the top 10 for right now. This is how we're going to start it off. We're going to start off with the top 10 dating double standards. Okay? And so we're going to go from 10 to 1. And so I'm going to read them off and then we'll discuss each one. And my host and, you know, callers and listeners, y'all can please call in and give your opinion. So number 10, breaking up. Men are jerks and women are victims. Okay?
Boo, one of the hardest positions
a man can be in is when he's involved in relationships. And when it's about to end. Whether he's dissatisfied, whether he's, you know, getting some really bad news or whatever, either way it goes, he's the bad guy. Because if he dumps the chick, it's because he's a butthole. If she dumps him, it's because he's a butthole. Guys, talk to me.
Boo. Boo.
That's all you got, just boo? You have no comments? Like, really? That's it?
Boo. Boo.
Really? That's all y'all are giving me. You don't feel no one way or another about it? I mean, seriously, that's it? You don't think it's unfair? You don't? Okay. Number nine. Men, and this is dealing with dating. Men are expected to pay. And women are expected to be cute and show up.
And have sex with us.
And that's it.
That's
is
what
it
we
a
paying
vice
for, though.
Is it a vice versa?
It could be. If you pay for me, I'll have sex with you.
Really, dude?
I'll make you good, girl. I'll make you real good.
Are y'all going to give me a hard time tonight? Am I going to have to be pulling this out? Q, what's going on? You all quiet? Remember, you was going to have much to say tonight.
Men are supposed to give you a hard time. Get it? Men, hard time.
There's already a chair in the corner. Okay.
No, but seriously, though, it could go either way. You know, I believe that if a guy asks a girl out, then he should pay. And if the girl asks the guy out, then she should pay.
Britt, do you agree with that?
Just say that again.
If a guy asks you out on a date, mm-hmm. you are expecting him to pay for the bill. But Jeff just said if a woman asks a dude out, she should be expected to pay.
Well, I kind of agree with Jeff. If somebody did ask me out, I would assume that they were going to pay. Just only because they asked me to go. And then if I asked them to go somewhere, I wouldn't expect them to pay. But that's how I do stuff. So I do agree with you, Jess. I would definitely assume either way, either one of us got to pay, especially if we initiated the date. But some women will initiate a date and they still expect the man to pay. They just want somebody to take them out.
And yeah. You think that's wrong?
You can hint at wanting somebody to take you out, but if you want to be like, oh, let's go out to Ruby Tuesday on Friday, and he's like, okay, you know, you got to think about it. I mean, you asked him to go, so. There's a chance he may not pay, or he may not offer to pay, so don't be surprised. I don't think it's automatic that a man needs to pay for me to eat. I don't mind footing the bill.
Okay, so Britt, you've not had one of those scenarios where you reach in your purse to pay, and he's like, no, I got this.
Oh, yeah, all the time. All the time. But, I mean, I don't mind splitting the bill. I don't mind paying for it sometimes. Most of the time, I will try to reach in my purse and get my credit card out or whatever money out just in case. But I'm shut down most of the time as well. So, yes, I've had one of those situations where I've tried to pay and it didn't work. And sometimes I still try to say, oh, no, it's okay. I'll pay. Yeah. It's still no, it's cool, and I let it go.
I
do agree. If I ask you out on a date, 9 times out of 10, I am not expecting you to pay because I asked you out. However, right. I've had some guys to tell me, like, they were, like, really offended. Like, we wouldn't even go out because they were like, I was raised to take care of everything. And it's kind of disrespectful for you to be trying to take my role. And I was like, well, Slim, all right. Do you?
I mean, how are you supposed to know that, you know, how would you know? You know, you just trying to be courteous and help pay. You know, I don't think it's disrespectful if you didn't know beforehand that, you know, that's just the type of guy he is and that's how he was raised. But even if I did know that's how he was raised, I'm just one of those type of people where I still may try to, you know, see if I can at least get a tip or something, you know, because right. Sometimes I feel bad if a guy is always paying for me, like, to go somewhere, you know. If I have the money, I don't mind treating, you know, or we can, you know, split it, whatever.
Well, but, here's the thing. I mean, we all know that there's different activities that you could possibly do on a date, right? So, I mean, and I guess where it kind of gets twisted for everybody is when you're at that, you know, that quote-unquote traditional moment at the dinner table in a restaurant and the bill comes. And Deidre, if that gentleman had said that to you, like when the bill comes and you go to get your dough and he goes to take it, or he explains that situation, you know, oh, you know, I was raised, you know, my tribe from Zimbabwe says that I must pay. And that right there is the quickest, that should be the quickest thing to come out of his mouth, and it should be the quickest thing to go away. I'm not trying to say if it's a heated thing to just walk away from that date and never call that dude back, but you know what I'm saying? That shouldn't be something that gets harped on. You know what I'm saying? That shouldn't be a big discussion. That should just be a real quick 5-minute explanation of, oh, I got this. Don't worry about it. You know, I know you asked me out, but I was raised to do stuff like this, so I'm going to take care of it. Done.
Okay, see, but the scenario that I was referring to, we hadn't even gone out. This was like over the phone. And so we were trying to come up with times to get together. And so he was like, you know, right now my finances are not where they need to be, so let's do it probably at the end of the month. And I was like, well, we don't have to wait till the end of the month. Like, we can go to the movies, my treat. And that's when he was just like, no, we don't do that.
He's stupid.
Why does he have to be stupid?
Because he's stupid. Because it's ego. It's all ego. I guess in some men, they feel like, you know, he has to, I guess, balls up and has to pay for everything. And if he feels like, you know, he doesn't have enough money or allows for the girl to pay, he feels less than a man. He, you know, and maybe that's the way he was brought up.
Yeah. I mean, because then after I said, well, okay, we don't have to go anywhere where it costs anything. We can do some things that are free. And he was just like, no. And I was like, all right. Of course, it didn't work out.
Here's the question to you. So where was dude from? Because I think location plays a part. Is he from Texas?
Yes, he is from Texas.
Exactly. Proves my point.
Yeah, he was
from Texas. Corny
but,
dude,
you know,
corny
but,
dude.
You know, but as funny as that is, you know, like, I was raised to believe that a man is supposed to take care of, you know, dates and stuff like that. But at the same time, my mom was like, while a man should pay the bill when he takes you out, you do not leave the house without enough money to cover your bill. And so there would be times where I would decline a date if I didn't have enough to cover for myself. Even though the guy was like, don't worry about everything, you know, I got everything covered, I still wouldn't go because I was like, my mom told me, look, if you can't cover your own bill, I ain't going.
Then y'all should go to McDonald's.
Huh?
And you Oh, shit. What did you say?
Y'all should go to McDonald's and use some coupons.
What?
Two for $2 Big Macs.
You know how Deidre rolled, and she would have had to have that tiramisu or cheesecake after dinner.
Whatever.
Yeah.
That's not me, but it is what it is.
Whatever.
Okay, so number 8, where a man can cheat, and he will expect that his woman forgive him. However, if a woman cheats, it's over. Zip, zero, nada. I don't have anything else to say. It's over.
That's true in most cases.
Yeah, okay, but why is that?
Why is it true?
I mean, y'all did the same thing.
This is the thing, though. This is the thing between male and females. See, we could do that and not have any emotions after it. It could be all about the sex. Y'all women, y'all get into all these relationships or one or more, and y'all put y'all heart into it. That's why y'all get cut up. Y'all can't do it.
Okay, you're contradicting your statement from the other day that there are women who can have sex just for sex.
That's true, and I'm not contradicting. What I'm saying is, for the most part. Women, y'all women are too emotional to get involved in one or more relationships.
Okay.
They're all exceptions to the rule. They all, like I said last week, they're all women who can like, you know, do this and be like, look, I got this at home, but look, I'm digging you, I'm trying to do this. Da-da-da-da-da, and leave it like it is. Those are the two or four things. Both? What?
But there are men that get emotionally involved too, Q, so what about them?
Right.
And you know what? That's true too. Those dudes are on a really, really small scale. Nothing is 100% accurate. Most dudes who get into more than one relationship, their heart is with one and the dick is all with the others. So that's why women can't do that, because y'all are too flippin' emotional. Y'all are too emotional. If you got a dude on the side, right, and you meet another dude, and whatever happens, and you get emotional with that cat, you gonna be going to your girlfriend like, I don't know what to do. I love Marvin, but I love David too. I don't know what to do.
Oh my God!
I got this right here, but I'm banging Sheila, I'm banging Marsha, I'm banging Tasha. It's all good. Now, if Marsha gets emotional, she gets kicked to the curb because she violated the rule.
It's also, this is something that comes from the life lessons that we get while we grow up. So y'all have gotten the stories, or y'all have gotten the lesson that when you love, you need to love hard, or this is how you're supposed to love. You're supposed to forgive your man when he do bad stuff. You're supposed to be ready to forgive, because forgive puts you on a path of higher righteousness or whatever. Dudes, we don't get that. It's like, oh, she did what? Cut her. She gone. And 9 times out of 10, here's also the situation behind the life lesson. Women get that lesson because more than likely it will be a woman who gets cheated on than a man. So if you really love the man, you have to be in the, you have, for you to be a truly well put together woman, you have to be prepared. It doesn't, I'm not saying that it has to happen to you. I'm not saying that you have to get cheated on. But you have to have something in you that will allow you to possibly forgive a man for doing you wrong. Yeah, we know cheating is like probably the worst way, one of the worst ways. But you have to have something in you ready to help you forgive him, because 9 times out of 10, you're going to be the one getting cheated on. Dudes, not so much. We got to cut and run, because another dude running up on our woman, that is something that we can't handle, because we don't get that building block of forgiveness. We don't get that. We just get cut and run. So, life lesson, man.
And this is another thing. Let's use us four as a scenario. Okay, me and Brittany are a couple. Okay. Jeff comes into the picture. Jeff comes into the picture. Okay, and he meets Deidre. Deidre is just a friend. Okay.
Are you going to give me another scenario?
Yeah, I'm going to give you a scenario, because I'm trying to let y'all women see how we do. Okay. Now, I'm messing my whole train of thought. Y'all question me. Okay, on to the next one. My mind's gone. You messed me up. I had a nice little scenario. I forgot all about it. Damn it. Okay, what number are we on? Number 7? What's number 7? Hold on, what's number 8?
That was 8.
Oh.
Okay. Number 7, which is still kind of along the lines, which is why I was stopping you, is the scenario with where it's okay for a guy to have female friends, but if a woman or your girl has too many guy friends, you're like, cut it off.
That's not true.
For
yeah,
you.
Yeah, that one.
That's,
yeah,
not,
that one
that's
is
garbage. That's bullshit.
Yeah.
It's only scandalous for them dudes who don't trust their girlfriends.
Well,
yep.
But that's the same.
If your relationship is safe and secure, you know, it doesn't matter how many female friends I got or how many male friends she has. If everybody knows the deal and respect that, it shouldn't be a problem. It's only a problem them dudes who are insecure in their relationship.
That's also a rule of thumb for dudes who are scared of the fact that their lady has a lot of male friends, because they are dicking their ladies around. They are fucking around on their ladies. And if they get caught, all she's gonna do is tell her boys, and they are basically gonna whip that ass.
Really?
Yeah. And not to mention, don't let the dude in the relationship actually be that kind of guy to put his hands on his woman. Oh yeah, because her boys will step to that dude and be like, oh, so. Like, you want to hit Deidre? I don't think so. Why don't you hit me? Then it's going to be a whole situation of all the dudes going to want to test him after that. And probably they're going to take turns kicking his ass on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. So.
Okay. Okay. The number six is men are players, women are being nice. And so what they're saying is, so like you could be in the club and you could be talking to several women, but the man is already labeled a player. But if a woman gets hit on by multiple men and she's entertaining them, she gets a pass because she's just being nice. You know, it's rude not to speak to people.
Is that a double standard? See, the thing about it is, I don't see any of those factors being double standard. I mean, that's basically on my view because I just think different than everybody else. So I don't know. Who came up with the idea of saying, I mean, which sex came up with the idea of the double standard? Is it the male sex or is it the female sex that came up with the double standard? And I bet you $1 to $1, it's a female. Dudes really don't care. Dudes really don't care about double standards. It's the females.
I don't agree, but whatever.
Okay. Of course you're not going to agree. Never agree.
I do agree.
So everybody here has been in the club, or you've been at happy hour, and you've seen the situation go down. A dude's going to walk in. He's going to either think he's the hottest thing smoking, he's going to think he's an all right dude, but in order for him to, you know, have a good time at this party at this happy hour, he's going to have to mingle. So what does he do? He goes on the hunt, and he talks to these different women, talks to his boys, interacts with all these different women. And result is to get a phone number or to get some nice conversation going so that you can possibly get a phone number. So that's what happens. But when we look at the other side of the situation, I mean, ladies may go and, like, chill with their ladies or whatever, and you either there to partake in the spot and what's going on, or you there to get hunted. You want somebody to poach you. You walk in there really, really cute. Got your push-up on. You got your skinny jeans on. You know what I'm saying? You got that super-duper special thong number 9 on, and you ready to rock the spot.
Super-duper thong number 9.
Yeah, so you in there. So you in there looking good because you want somebody to step to you. You know what I'm saying? So if you go in there with the right weaponry, 9 times out of 10, a whole bunch of dudes gonna come talk to you. They're gonna come talk to you, but you are not seen as the hunter in that situation. You are seen as the chick who gets hit on. So, yeah, a guy can get viewed as a pimp because he's going around talking to all these different women, because that's something that guys put on ourselves. Yeah, and women.
You know what, Jeff? You just raised something that I see as a double standard too, and it's the women who get dressed up going to these clubs. You know, they got their makeup done, they got the nice form fit dress on, they got the nice little 4 or 5 inch pumps. You know, they looking good. So, but when a guy steps to them, or when the guy steps to them, they get upset. So is it that a double standard? So if you get dressed up like that, what you get dressed up for?
I don't think it's because of how he steps to them. I think it's how he steps to them.
Oh, come on. Please.
I will say this. There is truth to what she was saying, and then truth to what Heather is saying. If you get dressed up and you look nice, you know you're gonna get approached. What you can't control though about dudes approaching you is how they approach you. It's a totally different thing of you getting dressed. Let's say you have a nice dress, something that you could probably wear to work and wear to the club, right? So you wear it to
work.
Right,
like a happy hour outfit that was work appropriate but good for happy hour.
Right. So you will get approached differently at work because of the atmosphere, right? So, but when you wear it to the club or the happy hour where alcohol is involved and dude does slur his speech already to maybe get his confidence up, you can't control how he come at you. So, like I said, there's truth in both of what you are saying. It's like you put your package, you present your package in the way that you want to attract some conversation, but you can't control how that conversation comes to you.
That's bullshit. It's like no matter what a dude has on, the only guy that gets played from her is if they interacted at some point prior. If she's dressed, okay, like I said, after work business attire, she having a nice suit, and she see this cat who's like he's happy hour down to. I guarantee you, no matter what he says, he could be cool. He could have the most coolest personality. She's still gonna look at him crazy, and that just goes back to the double standard. It's like, what does he gotta do? If all he's saying is, you know, hey, how you doing? You know, nice to meet you. I think you look lovely. You know, can I buy you a drink? And she'd be like, no.
Okay, but that's a different issue, Q. I'm talking about the approach. If you come, just can I buy you a drink? And she say no, okay, she might not like you or be attracted to you. But guys who come at you with the intention of sex or being a little bit more pushy or aggressive, and that's not what you're putting out there, you don't want that.
Hello, of course, that's going to be the issue, but I'm not talking about the dude who, like, pushing up, you know, trying to be super aggressive with his sexuality or mentality. My thing is, he's the most unassuming, cool brother. And 9 times out of 10, he's going to get shot down just like that dude who got his dick in his chest. You know, it's the same thing. To me, it's the same thing. And, like, they allow that double standard. Disagree.
If you say so.
Thank you, baby.
I'll let you have that one.
Thank you, Mom. Appreciate you.
Okay. Double standard number 5. Men interrogate, women are concerned.
What is that in reference to?
Really,
so,
yes, you needed that.
So if a woman comes home and she's later than usual, so she comes in the house at 11 o'clock at night, and she should have been home
make
at like 10. Dude is sitting on the couch like, where you been, who you with, who you sexing, who you was out with, let me see your phone, blah, blah, blah. However, reverse the situation, and the man comes home at 11. Where you at? Are you okay? Are you fine? I mean, now, of course, hold up. Now, we do know that there are females who be like, give me your phone. Give me your phone. Let me smell you. All of that kind of stuff. But This is what it's saying. It's saying that number six is that men are interrogators and women are concerned. And I'm going to be honest with you. I am someone who does the whole concern thing. I don't care. You can stay out all night as long as you make a phone call. Because if you don't call, then, of course, I'm going to be concerned, like, did he get in any trouble? Did he have an accident? He should be at home. So I'm concerned. I'm not going to be like, give me your phone, who you talking to, who was you with, what you doing, all of that kind of stuff.
Yeah. She is
reading that message with the biggest smirk on her face, that she knows that when they asked this question or made this stand up, they was talking to Marsha Brady. They was not talking to LaQuisha. They wasn't talking to Brittany. They wasn't talking to Brittany Shanae Jenkins. They wasn't talking to Heather LaQuisha Jones.
That's a lie.
No, because Heather LaQuisha Jones would have said, look, interrogate him nothing. He would have came home and found bags outside. And it would have been
all
in the bag.
That is so not true. That's so not true.
All that.
But wait a minute. Heather, right now Heather is talking, but Heather got a big smile on her face.
Don't let him do that. First of all, let's all agree that if you go out with hang with your girls, let's all agree that it's disrespectful to not call if you're in a relationship. If you're single, you do whatever. But if you're in a relationship and you don't call, that's disrespectful. So once you start doing a disrespectful thing, then you know everything else is out of response and action. So can we all agree to that?
Yeah, I agree to that.
Okay, thank you. Now with the double standard, that's come on. Which female do you know? If your man come home, if he says he be home at midnight, he come home at 3:30 in the morning, which woman do you know will ask, well, are you okay? How have you been?
It depends on if he's called.
It depends on if he called.
Yeah, if you call, you don't have to tell me no time that you're going to be back. But if beyond a reasonable hour, of course, even if y'all in the same house, a call is the common courtesy.
Hello, we all agree. Like I said, he called at like 12:30 and said, "Baby, look, I'll be home around 1 o'clock." I said that. But and he doesn't ball into like 3 or 3:30 in the morning. Y'all are not going to be sitting on the sofa saying, "Well, baby, are you okay? How are you? Are you okay?" You're going to be like, "Nigga, where the hell you been?"
No.
Initially, you will be concerned though. I've been in that situation where my boyfriend said he's gonna be back at a certain time. And he didn't come back for hours later. And I was up worried, like, are you good? Are you okay?
Right, because you gave that time frame on when you would be home.
Right. So you initially will be concerned. You don't have to fly off the roof like, oh, this nigga out here doing this. You know, like, I think as a woman, like, you initially are concerned in the beginning, like, is he okay? Is he in trouble? I know with me, that's my first thought is he still alive?
Y'all gonna be concerned for the first thirty seconds. It's a damn railroad job. Come on.
Once he comes home or once I talk to him, then I'll be like, so what's up?
where you been, like, what's going on? I ain't going to jump down and say, like, let me see your phone because I don't check phones. But, I just know with me, I'm going to be concerned in the beginning instead of just automatically assuming he's out doing wrong. Because you never really know.
What's number five, Deidre?
Really? That's how you feel? That's how you
every
feel?
Every woman's not crazy like that.
But I'm trying to figure out why you think it's an uh-huh situation. Like, nobody automatically jumps to you're out doing something wrong. Women naturally, if you say I'm going to be here at midnight or something, and I fall asleep, and maybe time ran over and you stayed out late, and now it's 3 o'clock and I wake up, I'm going to be naturally worried, especially if I don't see a text message, a missed call. Naturally, I'm going to be worried. So it takes nothing out of you to say or send a text message and say, I know you're asleep, I'm a little later than I was, because it is worry at first. Then the anger comes in when you act like it's not no big deal, because then the time when you do have a flat tire or you didn't get pulled over and got locked up or something, and there's a situation, then what?
Really, dude?
I can only say okay.
What kind of situations you been in?
I'm getting ready to say. Because clearly, Ron is sitting on the couch with a bout.
That is not sitting on the couch.
Okay, let me apologize because it was a joke.
I'm gonna tell her
myself. The way you treating women on here tonight.
Okay, number four. Men are with, women are clingy.
Men are whipped, women are clingy.
I don't agree. I'll say this.
About this situation here, men can get whipped.
Yes.
But women are, to some extent, naturally clingy from the jump. That's something that comes with the package. Being whipped, of course, you know, is a condition of if you're good or not with your skills. And one deals with sex, and the other one just deals with just you being you. So I don't even know if that's a double standard.
Let me give you the context of this whip being clingy. Okay, so you sitting around the house, or you're in a relationship, and your girl want to be with you all the time. People are quick to say that she's just clingy, but then when a dude wants to do the same thing, the term he's labeled is that he's whipped. He's not clingy, he's whipped.
Well, when the person says whipped, 9 times out of 10, it's something that's done in a sexual nature. Clingy isn't so much connected to sexuality. You know what? I don't think that's a double standard though. I don't think so. Maybe it's more to me, it's more fact than I think it's more fact. I think there are more whipped dudes than whipped females, but I think there's more clingy females than clingy dudes. Who wants to be with a clingy ass dude though? Okay.
How about this? You asked that question, but I gotta take it there. You asked that question. I can simply answer it by saying my wife does.
What? Your wife?
I'm. Case in point. Dudes crack on dudes and say that they're whipped when really, if it's good, if the sex is good, and you can say that about a dude, 9 times out of 10, if the girl on all other situations and fronts in a relationship is straight and above board, he's on his way. That's a stable relationship that he can be happy to be in. But he gets clowned by his boys, or that's the send off into the relationship. Oh, yo, you whip. But they're the same dudes that'll turn around and be over at your house playing 75 chicken because of the card party. See what I'm saying? They'll be the same ones looking out for your girl if they see her at the mall getting harassed by some dude that they don't know. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, that's why I said dudes can get with, but that whole clingy thing, you know, I see that as something that is with, that, like, to a small degree, it's within every woman. It's like, you know, if you realize you got a good dude and you see yourself about that you could go somewhere, you cling to the dude. You want to put time into the situation. So, yeah, you want to be there when he calls. You want y'all to go out all the time. Y'all, you know what I'm saying? You do stuff like that. So, and dudes, like I said, I see it as a condition as you can get that way because, of course, like you and I are saying, if y'all put it on, essentially, yeah, then we'll get whipped, and then I'll be like, yeah, let's do the movies and all of that, because I know I'm putting time in that could turn into a sexual situation.
Mm-hmm.
So, It's just, I don't see it as a double thing. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
I'm with you, Jeff.
Figures.
Really?
Oh. Okay, you say figures, but break it down. So it can never be broke.
And number three.
Okay, that's what I thought. Okay.
Only because, to be perfectly honest with you, I was tweeting and I didn't really hear what you said, so I was just doing a filler. So I don't know what you said to come back, and you know, but that's on me. But anyway, moving right along to number three. But before we get into number three, guess what, guys? You can call in
what?
To and talk about double standards by calling 760-683-2662. Okay, and now this one is a double standard for real. Okay. We're labeling it, he can have his cake and eat it too. A guy is dealing with a female. He has made it very clear that he does not want to be in a relationship. So they are not boyfriend and girlfriend. However, he does not want anybody else to be hooking up with her either.
I agree. Mm-hmm.
I agree with that.
That's happened to me, so I definitely agree.
I have never seen that happen in my entire life.
I know some dudes like that, so I agree. I know some dudes like that. So I agree too.
But why is that? What's the deal with that? Since you always have so much to say. Can you explain?
that kind of ask me. you know, it's the only thing I can say is, you know, for the most part, men are territorial. So once they, and this is the thing of talking out the both sides of their necks too, you know. So I think that's what double standard really, really defines itself as. You know, you say some things, but you do the complete opposite. So I guess with guys like that, once they meet that female, you know, and the only reason why they do that is because they either got, not talking about a chick, they got a girl somewhere else. So they meet this chick, they cool, you know, he was like, look, I ain't trying to, he probably lied, not trying to pretend and say, look, I'm not trying to get into nothing, but, you know, what we do is what we do. You know, we don't, not in no type of relationship. I ain't got no thing on you. You don't got no thing on me. And when they not boo, it's the best thing since peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. You know what I'm saying? So once he gets that, he's like, oh shoot, he can't go back on his word because he'll feel like a complete idiot. So he'll say that, you know what, I ain't trying to, like, you know, let's just be friends. But, you know, if he sees her talking to another dude, that's an intimidation factor, because it's like, well, if she like him and if they do it, I might not get the boots anymore. That's what it all boils down to. It's messed up, it's a double standard, but it is what it is. It's all about the puss. It's all about the puss. No guy wants to give a good puss that easy. None. Right, Jeffy?
I concur.
That's my dude.
Because I'm telling you right now, there ain't no pussy like some good pussy.
Oh, my Lord.
Jeff, could you do me a favor and say that one more time? Because I don't think they heard you.
Okay,
say that
yes,
one more
yes,
time.
We did.
No, we didn't. I ain't here.
Edit it up. Number two. Okay. Okay. Guys who are very confident and very outspoken and what have you are considered arrogant or confident. But when a woman is very confident or whatever, she's considered
a bitch.
Yeah.
Is that your bitch?
I would say, you want to know what? I would say basically, if that's the case, women, suck it up, own it, and keep it moving.
Thank you.
It's like that thing. It's like, yo, if I walk up to Brittany and say, Brittany, you stupid. Like, in the context of nothing, I just walk up to her and I was like, you know what, you stupid. Brittany knows she's not stupid. So own up to what you know about yourself in certain situations. Own up to what you know about yourself and keep it moving. Plain and simple.
And the only people who call ladies a bitch because they got like that are mostly dudes who she turned down, or for the females who's hating. Because bitches love each other. Bitches love each other. Please. They're all in the VIP sessions, smoke cigars, drinking. They love this shit. And the ones who created the double standards are the ones who want to get on that level but can't for whatever reason. They hate it. Fuck them.
And you know what they say? And you mentioned women smoking cigars. You know what they say about women who smoke cigars?
That's a whole new different show, Jeffy. That's a whole new different show.
Well, you know.
So, I'll talk about it quick. Do these females smoke cigars?
No.
God damn it. Okay, it goes my fantasy. Okay.
Deidre, tell them what's next.
And the number one television.
And the...
We're trying to build momentum here. Can you please get it together?
No, I'm trying to see how to put this. Because y'all would get a little offended.
Just say it.
Okay. Yeah, just say it.
Okay. So this is a double standard for men in the bedroom area.
Oh, Lord, here we go.
See what I'm saying?
Oh my God.
You know what? Slow it down. Don't rush me. Men are dysfunctional, and women just need better lovers. So.
Say that. Hold on. Say that one more time. Men are what?
Dysfunctional. So when there is a problem in the bedroom, either the man has a sexual problem. It is never the woman who has the issue. It is the man who has a problem.
Okay. Here's the problem. I should have put the bag over your head before we got started.
Really?
Let's spin it like that. I should have put a nose guard on before we got started. Let's put a spin on that.
That's what I say to that double standard.
Because, okay, so here's the thing. Everybody, for whatever reason, everybody knows what has to happen for a guy to get erect. Everybody knows that that is a situation that is, for the most part, a time is fleeting when it comes to that situation. Everybody knows that. So, unless the dude is popping pills, you know you got there's a window of opportunity for you there. For women, okay, I understand that you have to be aroused. I understand you have to let the juices flow, and then you are open, and you're taking what you're receiving, and then there's the ride part. Other than that, more work is on the side is on the man. So if we can get that out there, then that whole dysfunctional thing is crazy. Unless, of course, you're talking about a dude who, like I said, he takes his clothes off, and he just can't get it up. And that is a true
See, but again, it goes back to the what's the name? Even if you put a bag over someone's face, or you put something over their mouth, or smells, or whatever, you have a problem. And she just needs somebody who's going to do her right. You couldn't make that challenge.
But Deidre, in the same aspect, she gotta bring her skills to the table too. And that's what the misconception is like, you know, the man always has to prove himself while the lady doesn't really have to prove anything.
Ladies gotta bring
their skills to the table too, bullshit. Oh shit, you're not gonna have me do all the goddamn work. You are out your mind.
Oh, you're getting a little hostile over there about the bedroom, dear.
You know, It ain't hostility.
So, DJ, you said that the dysfunction is on the guy. Because
I
mentioned the bag. I mentioned the nose guard. So
I mean, because think about it. Okay, so this young lady or older lady, or this woman, whatever, surely she's had multiple partners already, and they were able to get it down. Then she comes to you, and you all limp man on the team. It's not her, it's you, because check it. Dude, last month, he was hitting it to quit it. You know what I'm saying? So it's you.
But if dude last month only had three teeth in his mouth, I can understand that.
You know what?
No. So you're telling me that your
Hold up. Let's be clear. These are not Deidre's top 10. I am just telling you what was out in the atmosphere. Please do not.
I didn't put it on there. Because we were talking about the situation of putting the bag over the head or the nose guard on. That's what I'm talking about.
Okay, go for
That's
it.
That's where I'm keeping it. So, everybody reach out, grab Deidre from up. She's about to jump off the cliff. Pull her back. Okay. So, what you were saying earlier was that the dysfunction is on the guy. So, if the dysfunction, like I said, is the fact that I should have put a bag over your face,
No. I mean, Jeff, you know, you have heard some boy. I mean, you've been in conversation, surely, where there's been a female who's been talking, and someone says, "Well, haven't you had an orgasm?" And she like, "Nah, not really." And then the first thing out of dude's mouth is, "You must not have had the right one."
And 9 times out of 10, that's true.
Okay, and so that goes back to this double standard of, if that's true, then you're saying that there was something wrong with the guy.
From a female standpoint?
Well, if she's not getting service properly, I mean, now, y'all were just saying just a few minutes ago that she needs to come to the table with her skills and her all this kind of stuff. And, Jeff, you're adding in all of these dynamics. But just then, just that quick, you said, well, 9 times out of 10, that is correct. She's not with the right one. So which
right,
one?
Well,
or,
here,
which? What's that?
Well,
other thing?
Okay, so here's the thing. I hope we're talking with this understanding as well. Q can have sex with Trina, and Trina can go an hour before she has her first orgasm. Q can have sex with Tanya, and Tanya will come in 10 seconds.
Yes, she will.
So now, If we talking about she must not had the right one, of course it needs to be the right one for her. And a dude throwing that out there knows that situation, that she probably has not met her sexual match or somebody close to it to get her to where she needs to be. Y'all know it's quick for a guy to come all day. But for y'all, it is like a situation where sometimes you have to basically, you gotta put an egg timer on that joint.
Shit, egg timer.
Beat it up.
Beat it up.
Right up. Do you want your eggs scrambled or do you want it over easy?
Mm-hmm. Oh, you want it sunny side up.
Okay. I'm going to put some cheese on it. I'm going to put some cheese on it. So you want some extra butter, baby? I got some extra butter, baby.
Okay.
Oh, no. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, you were. What were you finna say? Because I'm just finna give you some other ones.
Sure, let's talk about it. Let's talk about it.
Well, we were talking about this last week, but not so much so. So you're in a relationship with someone, and the dreaded question or the common question for whatever comes up, how many partners have you had? For men, if he says, oh, I've slept with 500 women, high five, daps all around. However, if the female says, oh, I done probably slept with like 300 dudes, you like, yeah, so, what's up, Ma? We friends for life.
She's going to get the high five for me too, because you know, and based on my personal theory is like, and I talked about this last week. I don't want to mess with no beginner. I don't want to deal with no beginner. That's too much time, and it's going to be too much time wasted. Meet me at the table. We can compromise on things, then we go work it out. So to me, there's no double standard. If the dude say he knocked off like 1,000, he's getting five for me. And if a female says she knocked off about 1,000, you know, she's getting a high five for me too. There's no double standard. There's no double standard to me. There's none whatsoever. She's going to get a lot of love. A lot.
Okay, Jeff, she going to get a lot of love from you, too?
Yes, sir, because 9 times out of 10, that's the woman that sometimes you guys have brought up, that she's a quote-unquote female hunter. She, or if we're going to put it, we can put it in Heather's terms, something happened, and she has something happen to her to where she's like that. 9 times out of 10, her emotional... The emotional piece for her has been lessened to the point where she can go on the hunt and have sex as many times as she's had sex. Or she's had her fair share of threesomes and stuff. So, I mean, I don't see nothing wrong with it. If she's coming to the table healthy, you know what I'm saying? Then it's all good. If she's coming to the table with no baggage about it because like, she ain't got no dudes chasing her after her and nothing like that, it's all good.
Okay.
All good.
Alrighty. Mm-hmm. Well, now I'm just going to throw some out there. Okay, and so this is a quote, but it's a double standard, of course. as long as she thinks like a man, nobody objects to a woman's thinking.
As long as she thinks like a man, no one is going to object to her thinking.
As long as she substantiates what the hell she wants to do, how she wants to do it, and nobody can sway her, which is usually a take charge man will do, or a thoughtful man will do, fully think out his process and everything else, and then head out on a mission, nobody's not going to say nothing to her. But as soon as you come wishy-washy with the, well, I've been thinking about it, and I think I'm going to, but then I know that, but then somebody said this to me, and then, yeah, not going to work. It's not going
to
work.
She has to, I guess, back up her words.
Yep.
She has to back up her words.
Yep. And funny how you say that, because I would think that every successful woman at any job they've ever had, getting accolades and stuff like that, they're probably considered to be thinking like a man, because how else did they get successful at work? See what I'm saying?
No.
Mm-hmm.
She's got a whole lot of emotional situation going on at work unless you own your own company. And then you can just, you know, dip into the, you know, the DSW emotional space, but yeah.
Okay. Women are bad drivers, but men know how to work a car.
That's not a double standard. That's a fact.
That's not a double
standard. That's a fact. How is that a double standard?
Because there are some perfectly good women drivers.
Who?
What makes her a bad driver?
Because she can't drive.
How is she not driving? Is she getting to the destination? Did you get there once?
It's the way that she gets to the destination.
How is that?
You know,
I'm listening.
If the speed limit is 35 and she drives 35, that's wrong.
Okay. I disagree with that. But if a woman was in the car and she was going 50 in a 35, you'd be like, oh my gosh, I'm never getting in the car with her again.
No, that's not true. I'm looking at it, I'm like, okay, she's driving. You have to go with the flow of the traffic. If everybody's going 55 and she's going 45, it's a problem. Why can't she go 55?
Here's the piece where a lot of people can say that women are not good drivers. Women are emotional. You get cut off, oh my God. It is like that person was not in a car who just cut you off. It's like they actually stood in front of you and cussed you out, called you a bitch, and told you that your mama wasn't worth shit. And you will, in your car, you will take it upon yourself to see red, and you will go after them to either cut them off or give them a piece of your mind in traffic.
There are dudes who do the same thing.
I know, Deidre, but we're talking about the fact that why are some of the reasons why somebody would say that about a woman. So I'm just throwing those out there. I didn't say that that couldn't be said about a man.
Okay, I would have. You could have used the example of if I see a squirrel or a deer in the middle of the street, a woman is going to have more sympathy for the animal, whereas a man is just going
to...
We're
running that bitch over. We're running that motherfucker over.
Okay, so...
If you would have said that, then I'd be like, yeah, Joe, absolutely.
A woman driving a car will probably see a spider on the dashboard.
And that car is going to be wrecked.
Thank you.
Yes.
There you go.
Absolutely.
There you go.
Absolutely.
There you go.
And also, men can, like, take a drink. We can smoke weed. We can smoke a cigarette. Y'all women can't do that. Y'all can't multitask. Y'all can't.
Whatever. Okay.
Y'all can't even turn the radio station. Because y'all got both hands on the steering wheel.
Okay. Here is what I think should have been like the number one double standard. And that is, it's okay for a woman to date a man that's 15 to 20 years their senior, but if that same woman dates a man that is 15 to 20 years her junior, it's crazy.
Yeah, she's accused of messing with a little boy.
Right.
Who came up with these? Who came up with these? Double standard items.
They were who came up with them. They had double standards.
Here's the situation why I think it's crazy. But it's only crazy to a small degree because if you choose to be in that situation, you just choose to deal with what comes with it. If you are going to date younger, then you have to expect, that the dude that you're dating is going to be young-minded. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So unless you are a cougar hunting in places where there are young men who are sophisticated, where there are young men who are, their train of thought is more like an old school dude. You know what I'm saying? Where their minds are more mature. If you're not shopping for what you want in those places, yes, you're going to end up with just an Energizer bunny, and that's it. So you have to be ready to accept what else comes from those Energizer Bunny. So if he wants to go see, as a movie choice, if he wants to go see the next Transformers movie, or he wants to go see, some superhero joint, and you want to go see On Golden Pond, yeah, you're going to have problems. But you have to, you know what I'm saying? You made your choice, you made your bed, now lie in it, so...
And also, isn't a 23-year-old female is way mature than a 23-year-old male in most cases?
That's what a lot of women say because they throw that out like it ain't nothing.
We're
mature anyway.
That part of it
makes sense, but it still is a double standard because. Although a woman is mature than a man when they're both 23, she's not mature than a 43-year-old man. A 43-year-old man is not going to want to go see Tyler Perry's movie that a 23-year-old girl might want to go see.
Right. Understandable. But the thing about it is the guy, the older guy, might not be focused too much on the choices or the byproduct in that relationship.
Not only that, men are the stronger vessel, and so the weaker link, the woman, is going to conform to what he likes and what he wants.
That's true too. And I can agree with that. But I think that when a 43-year-old man dates a 23-year-old woman, I don't think it's sexual as for a 23-year-old dude dating a 43-year-old woman. I think in that aspect, it's more sexual because all guys. Want to be with an older woman at some point in time in their lives. And a young woman, an older woman would choose a younger man because sex. Because he had a strong back, he's young, he's viral, he had a strong back. I want she wants success. And I don't know if the 23-year-old woman, the 23-year-old woman sees the 43-year-old man as good as something sexual. It's something more on an intellectual level. So that's, I don't know, I mean, it's a double standard, but that's the reasoning behind it. It's sexuality versus mentality.
Mm-hmm. I need a young buck to hold my varicose veins up in the air and just tear me out the wreck.
And because, and let's be honest here, if you know a female who's dating a younger man, 9 times out of 10, she's going to talk about how he broke her back last night. That's all she's going to talk about. If a 23-year-old woman is dealing with a 43-year-old man, it's not going to, 9 times out of 10, the topic is not going to be about sexual. It's going to be about how, you know, they went to the movies, they had dinner or whatever. It's not about sex. That's the double standard. Agree? Disagree? Come on now.
I agree.
No, of course you do.
So do you disagree? Ladies, do you disagree? If you disagree, say I disagree and state your reason why. I rest my case.
You got it.
Thank you, baby. That's all I want to hear from you, girl. That's all I want to hear from you.
Anywho. We have come to the end of our show.
Okay, first of all,
can y'all let me say what I'm going to say?
I got it right, and I want all of my amongst friends, family to know what my gripe is.
Okay.
What's your gripe?
So we're coming down to the last couple of minutes of the show, which means that you still have time to call in and get your comment, question on at 760-683-2662. All right, Quentin. You have the floor.
I have the floor? Okay.
For like 2 seconds.
A month, friends, family. Me and Deidre had a talk earlier today about a topic that's near and dear to my heart.
Oh, Jesus.
The topic is I want to do a show. I want to do a session on the upcoming NFL season. Most of the amongst friends family have their favorite football teams. I'm a Redskins fan. Jeff is a New York Giants fan. Deidre is a Dallas Cowboys fan. We can talk football. According to Deidre, it's something that we never talked before, and it's something that we shouldn't discuss because it has nothing to do with life, love, and relationships. I told Deidre, baby, we have to think out the box. We have to, you know, and I think it's a good topic for everyone to discuss during preseason. Football season starts in like a week or a couple of weeks. Let's have a football show and see what the Monk's family, amongst friends, family, say or think. That's all I said. And what did Deidre say? Deidre said,
That is not true.
What did Ginger say?
That is not true, Quentin.
What
did
Ginger
say?
Deidre said that we talk about love, life, and relationship. That is true. I also said that we have never discussed sports on our show. That is also true. What I said,
and I agree.
What I said to Quentin was, Quentin,
while it's
not something that I would like to discuss, because how long can I go saying you are a dead skin fan for an hour and a half? How long can I do that? I can't do it.
An hour and a half.
However,
you've been telling me that. You've been telling me that for the last 12 years.
However, I said for a second. However, I said if you get the majority of the hosts to agree to the topic, we can do it. That is what I said.
She just said, that's a double standard. We've been talking about double standards all night. That's a double standard.
Jeff.
Yes?
Did I not have a conversation with you about this very thing?
Oh, my goodness. Yo, y'all are hilarious, yo.
I can't believe you even put this on the show, Q. Like, really?
But I love you.
Oh, my goodness.
I told Jeff.
And we can't talk about it because Brittany's about to go on maternity leave, so she's moot.
What?
Brittany has no say-so. Because she's going to be gone in a few. She has no say-so in this.
And I don't know anything about football, so I kind of don't.
And I think...
Just so you know, I told him exactly that.
You're going on maternity leave, so your voice doesn't really go down.
And I think Heather's favorite team is the Lakers, so I don't know if that even qualifies for the NFL.
Hey,
you're absolutely right about that.
Don't talk about the Lakers.
I'm a Maryland Seahawks fan anyway, so I don't know how that will work out.
Oh.
Don't talk about the Lakers.
I didn't mean to talk about your piss poor Lakers. I'm so sorry.
They're far better than the Knicks, if that's what you're rooting for.
No, my dear. I am a Miami Heat fan when it comes to NBA.
Oh, like, I should have known you wore the bandwagon one way or another.
No, it's no bandwagon.
What year did you get on?
How long have you been a Miami Heat fan? Let me finish.
I am not a traditional pick team dude. Okay, I like the background story, and I've always liked the play of LeBron James. So when he was with the Cavaliers, I was
a LeBron James fan.
Yes.
So if LeBron James went to the Wizards, you'd be a Wizards fan.
I'd be a Wizards fan.
And if he comes to the Lakers, you'll be a Lakers fan.
Yeah, it'll be hard to stomach, but yes.
Get off the phone, Jeff. Say goodnight. Kiss everybody goodnight. You're a person fan. You're not a real fan. You're a person fan. You're a group. That's the word. A groupie.
I'm a groupie. Wow.
You're the LeBron James groupie. You're the LeBron James groupie.
I was a Michael Jordan.
Wow. But see, I guess that was okay because at the time Michael Jordan was doing his thing, the whole world was sucking his dick. So. I mean, that is okay. It was okay back then. So now everything changes up because everybody's one rising star, two rising star. If you want to put it on paper, somebody is diminished a little bit, Kobe Bryant, and somebody is on the rise, LeBron James, and it's okay to just talk about you're not a fan, you're a
goofy. It's okay.
Oh,
but the last time I checked, The last time I checked, it's six championships, seven championships to two.
Right.
The members are speaking, and they don't want to talk sports.
Okay.
The who?
Okay.
The members.
The members are speaking. Who said they want to talk sports?
One of our listeners.
Jessica, that's one listener. Come on now.
Okay.
That's one. And Jessica can't talk. I know her. She can't talk.
Wow.
How you gonna say that? You just got on here and said that we had the amongst friends family is full of football and sports fans, and so they want to talk.
How many members are in amongst friends? We have 117 members. One person said no. What about the 116 others?
Okay. What about them?
Thank you.
Listen here. This is how we do this. If they are listening and they are responding, then that is who we go with. Since the other 116 have not responded, I can only go with my poll.
Jesus. You just put it on here like two minutes ago.
What happened to the pursuit of love, life, and topics? What happened to
If Q can put together
a show with worthwhile subtopics for us to get into, chop it up, and really be able to look at this thing and take it from multiple angles.
He can't.
I think it'll be a good show. But if you want to just do stats and stuff like that, then yeah, it's not gonna be too great.
Jeffy, that's all I ask. My brother, that's all I ask.
Jeff, you should nix the whole show just because he called you Jeffy.
Really? You going to go there? You going to go there, really?
I mean, my dude, you calling him Jeffy now?
I call him Def Jeff. I call him Jeff. I call him Jeffy. It's okay. It's okay.
Jeff, so it's okay for us to call you Jeffy now?
No, it's not all right for y'all.
For all intents and purposes, I would like nobody to ever call me Jeffy. Nobody. Seriously. Nobody. So.
I'm just saying. I got a text. From
somebody.
Don't you
ever. Hey, guess what?
What?
Guess what?
What?
Today is whole Thursday.
We have a caller.
Oh,
okay.
Caller, what's your comment or question?
I voted, so my vote should count.
Listen, I'm not.
I'm not responsible for the people who didn't come out to the polls. I was there. I cast my vote. That's all that matters.
Jessica, why did you not want to talk about sports?
Because I've listened to you guys talk about it for the last 6 minutes, and it has not been very entertaining. I'm a Giants fan. I'm just go toe-to-toe against Quentin because he's a Deadskins fan. So I just don't see where we're going to, you know.
Well, as a Redskins fan, I don't think Jessica should participate in that conversation. So
perhaps you should agree. Ms. Scott, first of all, our show was over at 10:30. And since you came on at 10:33, your vote is moot. So go home. Good night. Good night.
Wrong answer.
And you're cute too. You're so cute and you're so misguided.
You know, I've been trying to catch the show for quite some time. I catch it and I'm still getting grief.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. All right. So, AQ, I know one thing you can definitely put up there as one of the subtopics, and a lot of people don't talk about it. As far as the NFL is concerned, if you can just shed some light on the charity work that gets done by a lot of these players, by either their own personal charities or whatever, you know, put together some websites that we can post on it. If people want to help out, they can do that. That right there would be cool. Because people don't talk about it.
See what I'm saying?
Okay. I don't think they want to know all that. They want to know who's going to go to the Super Bowl. Whose team going to beat who? And who's going to talk the most shit?
Well, I'm telling you, out of the three teams that were mentioned, the Giants, the Cowboys, and the Redskins. I mean,
we're not going to talk about Dallas. Dallas is irrelevant right now. They're going down.
I believe the Redskins are going to take more L's than the Cowboys in the game. Don't talk about my Redskins.
I'm sensitive.
Oh, my goodness.
You know what I'm saying? This is why we can't do that show.
Nope.
Why not? It's harmless banter.
Okay, well, you can do that all day in the group. We're just not going to have a conversation about it.
Okay, is Jessica, is Scott still on the phone?
Yes, sir, I'm here.
Oh, I'm going to tell you good night. Go to bed.
Thank you, Mr.
God.
King.
Oh, my goodness.
Much love to Hagerstown.
Listen, I live in Hagerstown. I'm a Jersey girl, so I'll never claim here.
Miss Cass, how long you been in Hagerstown?
Listen, that's not relevant, Q.
How was this gonna say? Like, dude, why are you telling people where she live and all this kind of stuff? Like, America to know where she live.
Oh, man, no, please. Please, ain't nobody ever do nothing to Miss Sky, please.
Yeah, you just putting her whole name out there, everything. Like, dude, what is up with you tonight?
Dude, there ain't nobody coming up over this mountain.
Exactly. You gotta
it's clear ain't nobody gonna drive all the way to Hagerstown, but I'm just saying.
She already put the caveat. She already put the most dangerous caveat out there. She's from Jersey. What? We talking shanks, knives, machetes? What? Hey, man,
Jersey's
garbage.
Jersey's soft.
Oh, whoa. Hold up, Crunch Shocks. We need to back it up a little bit.
You're talking about that toughness right there.
Really?
Jersey is the Baltimore to, like, Jersey.
Wow.
Did you say that?
Wow.
Jersey is the Baltimore version of New York.
Wow.
Oh.
Wow.
Wow.
Give a load of belt, yo.
Sorry. That was funny. That was funny to me.
Oh.
Wow.
To you, it was fun. Wow. Okay.
I'm glad he's.
Okay.
I'm about to hang up too. So, Negroes, y'all stay black. I'll catch y'all on the flip side. I'll see y'all on the boards in the morning. Jessica.
Dad.
It's nice to hear from you, Mama. Keep in contact, girl. You heard me?
Yeah, well, I enjoyed it.
Why you sound drunk, yo? Get some sleep.
Please.
All right. All right. So we have had another wonderful episode of Amongst Friends. Now, you guys need to join us next week for sure because we will be live in the studio. So excited.
Mm-hmm.
It's
mm-hmm.
going to be off the hook.
What's the topic? What's the topic for next week?
To be determined.
Nobody knows.
To be determined.
That's the time we could talk about the football season. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
We gonna keep it a secret like Lucky Charm.
Anywho, Jeff,
what?
Send us out.
Amongst friends, all up in your area.
All up in
we got top picks, causing
necessary.
Proof for these, pick the technique. We hit you hard from the pew to the street. Amongst friends, from the ladies for the men. Just 21, or wearing the pants. Fab or combo that you like. Come and get with us tonight. Amongst friends, Fab or combo. Amongst friends, Fab or combo. Grown up sexy baby. Grown up sexy baby. Amongst friends, Fabo Convo. Amongst friends, Fabo Convo. Grown and sexy baby. Grown and sexy baby. Ooh.
One time. Yo, that outro is.
Yo. Scooby Joe. Stupid.
All right, I want you to take your asses to bed. For bed. Get some sleep.
Later.
Hi, my Negroes.
I holla.
Y'all be cool.
Yeah.
Peace.